This winter, keep your home warm and help lower your energy bills with Warmflow, the home heating experts. With an eco-friendly range of high-efficiency oil boilers and Zeno R290 air and ground source heat pumps, Warmflow provides home heating solutions designed to save you money while keeping you cozy, whatever the weather. Trusted for over 50 years, Warmflow delivers heating that works smarter, not harder. For all your home heating needs, visit warmflow.co.uk.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. They have great food, they do carvery on a Sunday, and great staff and everything else. And hi to Rob and all the staff in the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? We got a message from a listener yesterday, sent to our WhatsApp number, and this lady has asked us to slightly disguise her voice. Her name is Reba, and Reba's message is self-explanatory. Basically, baby daddy pisses off 10 years ago.
If it's self-explanatory, why are you explaining this?
I'm paraphrasing.
No, but let's hear it.
Baby daddy pisses off 10 years ago, goes to Australia, now he's back and he wants to get back into his child's life.
I didn't realise until we put this up on our Facebook page how common this actually is. I would have thought it was quite rare. But in fact, the first two people...
But just think of how many deadbeat dads we've spoken about on this programme before who just vanish out of a child's life.
I know, there's
that's a deadbeat dad.
There's deadbeats and then there's disappearing deadbeat. But the first two people you're going to hear from on today's podcast are both in that same situation. The first one being Reba, and then there's another girl, Quiva, that has a similar story.
Okay, let's have a listen to Reba's message. And this is what she is looking for your advice on.
Hey, Jeremy. Love the show. I have something that I was hoping you might be able to talk about with your listeners. I'd love to see what people think because I'm just in a bit of a dilemma at the moment. So my daughter's dad has had no contact with her for the last 10 years. He moved to Australia when she was 4 months old. And I mean, I don't hear from him. I see bits and pieces of what he's doing on Facebook and that's about it. Now he's moved back home, and I've heard now that he wants to reunite with our daughter, and I'm just in a bit of predicament as to what to do. For the last 10 years I haven't really known what to tell her. She knows she has a dad, she knows he lives in Australia, but she doesn't really know anything beyond that, and she's never shown any interest in getting to know him. And at this stage I just feel like he's been out of her life for that long. Why does she need to now be confused by having him back there? And he hasn't even contacted me himself. I've heard this through his sister, so he hasn't even had he hasn't even had the common decency to get in touch with me himself. So I don't know, I'm worried about it, I'm upset about it, and I don't really know what to do. Part of me just thinks, yeah, maybe she should have a relationship with her father, but I can't trust that he's going to be there. He's never shown any signs that he's going to be reliable. So yeah, I just don't know what to do, and like I say, I'm upset and I'm worried, and yeah, I'd love to hear what you think, and love to hear what your listeners think. So yeah, I hope you can discuss it. Thank you so much.
Alright, so as I said, paraphrasing the whole message, baby daddy pisses off to Australia after the child is born. 10 years later, he hasn't had the decency to even contact her yet. She's heard this from his sister.
Yeah.
And wants to get back in the child's life again.
I can't fathom this as a father. I can't. Geez, if I'm away from my kids for even a couple of days on work or whatever, I end up missing them. I can't imagine.
Okay, that's you. Yeah. The fact of the matter is, this guy did. He vanished. Yeah. He disappeared. He went off to Australia, as a lot of young people do. He just happened to forget that he had a child. But off he went to Australia, set up a new life. But now he's back in Ireland.
So she was left. And being a single parent is very, very difficult. So she was left to do the hard slogging, yeah?
Yep,
for the
absolutely.
First 10 years are probably the most difficult of a child. So she had to bring up the baby on her own, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Had to organise school, the whole lot. That child is now 10 years of age and is in school. And she did all that without emotional support or, more importantly, financial support.
Yeah, no support whatsoever. Yeah, no, support. I get all that. And he is the definition of a deadbeat dad. Just literally disappearing off the face of the earth, going to the far side of the world.
I hear a however coming from you.
However.
Oh.
However, I believe that... I actually think that the child should be given the option. I think that she should discuss it.
10-year-old can't fathom those.
You have a 10-year-old. He knows everything.
He would buy and sell you. Yeah, he would buy and sell you.
But there you go.
He doesn't understand.
What does he not understand? He's not a gobshite.
No, but
he's an intelligent young fella.
This is an adult decision.
Your young fella at 10 is able to make decisions, is he not? Is he able to tell you, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, well then, all you're asking is, do you want to do this or do you not want to do this? That's literally the question you're asking the child. I think that this mammy should... So she said her daughter never really asks questions about daddy. All she knows about daddy is that he lives in Australia. He went to Australia, end of. So he's never been a part of her life. He's never sent birthday cards. He's never phoned or FaceTimed or anything like that.
Okay? He had 10 years of bliss, not having to worry about his child.
You could argue that. Yeah. However, I think the child should be asked... Would you like to see your dad? Your dad is back in Ireland again. Would you like to see him? And if the child says, no, I'd prefer not to, conversation over. Conversation done.
So you're leaving a big decision like that up to a 10-year-old.
And like I said to you, your young fella is able to say, no, dad, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but
or yes, dad, I do want to do that.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't want to go to the shops and stuff like that, but this is a bit bigger than that. This is
But it's a very simple thing for the child to understand.
The thing is...
Your father is back in Ireland. He hasn't been involved in your life for years because he was in Australia. Would you like to see him?
Do you think that... he deserves to be back in the child's life.
I didn't necessarily say that, but I do believe that the child should be given the option. Okay? Have a conversation with the child. I think the child should be given the option to say yay or nay.
Really?
At 10 years of age. I think she's nearly grown up enough to be able to say, actually, do you know what? No. He didn't want to know me, so I don't want to know him.
Oh, God, you're talking about a 10-year-old here, putting all that shit on
again, I have to keep pointing out, you're a young fella, he'd buy and sell you. He would literally buy and sell you at 10.
But we don't let him get involved in adult. This is an adult situation.
That affects this child, literally. We're not talking about a 3-year-old. We're talking about a 10-year-old that actually has half a brain. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. I want to kick off with a message that we got just before we started recording today's episode. And this is somebody who has been there and done that. Her name is Quiva. Have a listen to this message, please.
It's completely up to the child if she wants to meet her father or not. But to be honest, I think she's better off not to, because he missed the first 10 years of her life. I'm something similar to that child. My father was never, ever, ever in my life, never met me from a baby, nothing. And 28 years later, he decided to prance back into my life. I let my guard down. My friends were telling me not to. I wasn't listening. I'm too much of a forgiving person. Invited him into my kid's life. And then he just completely fell out with me. Just no contact, nothing. I have no idea why. But it just showed that he was a waste. And... it was upsetting or whatever, and look, I'm over it now. It was months ago, but I've never heard from him. He's never bothered to check in on my kids or nothing. So I'm just afraid that might happen for that child, that he'll be in her life for like a little while and then he won't bother. He'll just feck off again, you know?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
This winter, keep your home warm and help lower your energy bills with Warmflow, the home heating experts. With an eco-friendly range of high-efficiency oil boilers and Zeno R290 air and ground source heat pumps, Warmflow provides home heating solutions designed to save you money while keeping you cozy, whatever the weather. Trusted for over 50 years, Warmflow delivers heating that works smarter, not harder. For all your home heating needs, visit warmflow.co.uk.
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hello.
How are you, Sarah? How are you getting on?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sarah. Well, what did you want to say on this? Should this lady let this man see his child?
Yeah, I think so. I've been there. I have deadbeat myself, but I would never close the door. I never have. But my kids are at an age now where they don't want to know their dad.
They don't want to know.
No, don't want to know him. He dipped in and out of their lives, their whole lives. Was steady for about a year and a half, met somebody else, kind of had a pattern when he met someone to disappear. Long story short, had a baby. They've never even met their sibling. But they made that decision. They don't want nothing to do with them. That child's 10. That was kind of when I started with my kids. They started seeing them for what he is. Give the child, I mean, I don't know if she's going to understand completely, look, here's the choice, but give her a choice, but at the same time, kind of force it. Let her see where she's come from. Don't close the door, because at the end of the day, you close that door on that child, the only person that child's going to come back on when she's older is the mother.
So in your situation, you said their dad dipped in and out of their lives for years and then just disappeared, basically.
He used to take my daughter every weekend. They used to go off to the cinema and stuff, and he literally met a Brazilian girl, and then got her pregnant. We found out halfway through the pregnancy. That was it. I actually found out in maintenance court that the child was born. He didn't even tell them when the kid was born.
Okay, and have they not seen him since?
My daughter had to get her passport done there a couple of weeks ago, so she met him for that, and that was it. Like, literally in the Garda station and out, and that was it. He's just a waster, like.
Okay, and
if you met him, you would think he was a very, like, professional man. Like, you know, you wouldn't think he was scum of the earth doing that to his kids, like, but he is.
And how does your daughter feel about him? She met him.
She misses him. She misses him. She's heartbroken. She's 17 and she's still heartbroken. She has reached out, though, a few times herself, put the olive branch out there to try and talk about silly things. And he kind of just, he responds, but it's almost like he's angry that they just were closed off. They were hurt.
Okay, so she's 17. She met her dad in the Garda station just to get him to sign the passport form. That's the last time she'll ever have to do that, because the next time she'll be an adult. And did she talk to him? Did they have a conversation?
It's kind of so awkward for her, because she wants to ask about her little sister. Like, the sister, I think, is about 3. She'll be 4 this year. They want to ask about the sister, but it's like he won't even show them a picture. Like,
and did she ask him that day in the Garda station?
No, because she knows what his response would be. He'd basically tell her to fuck off.
That's dreadful. So they met. He signed the form, and they went their separate ways.
I think he might have bought her a hot chocolate on the way to the bus stop or something. He was going back to work. Maybe, I don't know.
Isn't he brilliant?
I'm telling you, he's just amazing. Like, absolutely outstanding. But, like, yeah, it's a horrible situation. Like, it is. I feel so sorry for my son. He's more closed off, doesn't give a shit. He's 18. He's kind of like at that stage where, like, I overheard the two of them talking about Christmas and saying, like, oh my God, Matt has actually spent so much money on us. Like, you know, they've only seen it now. And then they were talking about, they don't know how I know this, but they were talking about it, and they were talking about, oh my God, all those years Ma has spent all that money on us, like, what the hell, without any help. Like, they will learn. That 10-year-old, they would have been around that stage as well when this all kicked off. That 10-year-old, not that she, I wouldn't let her make the choice, but I'd give her an opportunity to see him and meet him, and she'll get a vibe off him whether she wants to continue with it or not. And if she doesn't want to continue with it, don't force it, but do not stop it and make that decision as a bitter mammy. Oh no, he's a deadbeat, blah blah blah. Don't do any of that shit.
Well, listening to her message, I didn't get the feeling of anger towards him. I think she's confused. She doesn't really know what to do for the best.
One thing I'll tell her is, don't read the comments on your post, because they're all going to say he's a scumbag, he's this, he's that. Look, at the end of the day, we don't even know who all these people are. They could have been young. He could have just went off. Like, he could have begged her for an abortion for all we know.
We don't know the full backstory. I agree.
But We also, the main thing is the child. That child will turn against the mother when she's older. If she found out that she was given an opportunity to meet her dad, see where she came from. At the end of the day, he's half of our blood.
But are you not setting the child up for rejection a second time?
If you listen to that message that we played a while ago,
you would be, but he might not. Maybe he's pulled the socks up and actually wants to. You don't know. We don't know. But it's also a lesson that child has to learn for herself. And it's a horrible lesson. But if she turns again, if she finds out, and I'm telling you now, if I had to close the door on him, if I had to close the door on my kid's dad, my kids would have turned against me. And I know that for a fact. They would have hated me.
Okay, so they ultimately are the ones that have their own opinion, not enforced on them by you, about their father.
I've never closed the door with this man. He once went probably 2 years without ever seeing them. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he does not give a rat. He really doesn't.
And without any negative influence from you, they now have made their own. Well, it's kind of been forced for them to make
Don't get me wrong. They've known I've been pissed off. I'm not going to, in a minute. They know that I've been pissed off for them. Don't get me wrong. Like, come on. Like, they know with certain things. But I've always left the door open and told them it's up to them. And I've always said it to him as well. I would never do it. I would never close that door. Like, I wouldn't have it in me, as much as I hate the man with a passion. I hate him. It's his loss.
Okay, but back to the original message that we played from that lady, Reba. She is in 50 minds as to whether or not to let him see. No, he hasn't even asked yet. But if and when he does, she's still in 50 minds about whether or not to let him. What you think she should at least have a conversation with the child?
Yeah, 100%. Not even a conversation. I don't even think I would have a conversation much. I'd keep it very short and simple and say, look, your dad's back from Australia. We're going to go whatever day and have a little chat with him and see how things are. Let the child have a feel for him.
Okay, but if the child said, actually, Mammy, I don't want to do that. I really don't
That's
want
fine.
To.
That's grand. The child has made that decision. That's okay. Fine. But right. I wouldn't be just saying, here, your dad's back. Here's the choice. Do you want to go and see him or what's the story? Don't ask her, does she want to go see him? Just see if she organically comes with it and says, I don't want to go see him. Don't give her the choice at first.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Fiona, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Fiona?
Hi there.
Do you think that this lady should let her child see daddy or even have the conversation?
I do think that she needs to entertain the possibility of opening up a line of communication, definitely. Because like that other lady said, if it transpires that something happened down the line and the child found out that she had a chance to embark on a relationship with her dad and that she was declined that from the mom, then the mom would be the worst in the world. So I suppose it's kind of an element of coating yourself a Teflon as well, but also making sure that you are putting the child's needs first and going, is this going to be right for her? Is there any medical information that we need to share? What's happened in the last 10 years? You really just do need to be the bigger person and put your feelings aside for the best of your child. And that is a hard thing to do, like, for people to do after such a long period of time. But again, we don't know the circumstances of how the relationship broke down or whatever the reasons were. We just don't have that information. So she'd be a bit silly just to kind of say no straight away without even having the conversation with him direct. She doesn't even have to involve the child at this stage. But she definitely needs to speak to him because they've obviously got a lot of stuff that needs to be ironed out after 10 years.
And that's what I was about to say. After 10 years, a lot of water has gone under the bridge. The child is not far from secondary school. She's a young woman nearly. An awful lot of water has passed under that bridge.
Well, lads, can I just say...
But Jeremy's argument earlier on was, that's it. He shouldn't be allowed to see her anymore. He's a deadbeat fool of a man, and he doesn't deserve to be a daddy.
Okay, here's my opinion on it, guys. And I'll give this to you, Sarah, and to you, Fiona, as well, and you, Adrian. I think the lines of communication should not even be opened, until that man produces a check for 26 grand.
Oh, it's about money then?
No, for 26 grand, because just while you were all chatting there, I was working out how much maintenance.
Will you get real for one second?
Sorry, anyone...
You can see your child if you pay me 26 grand. Would you get a grip?
The woman was left...
You can't make it about money. It's not about money.
You can when... So hang on, just to work out how I got to that money.
This is where it comes into being the bigger person.
No, I'm sorry. If he should have paid minimum 50 quid a week for that
arguing with any of that. But you can't say to somebody, give me 26 grand and you can see your child.
Give me the
get a grip.
I would imagine the vast majority of people listening to this will agree with me that back payment on maintenance,
that's putting a bounty on your child's head. You're making it about money.
It's not.
It literally is selling your child.
That's a single mum raising children is so expensive. It is so.
No, nobody's arguing that point.
And that's completely true. But you just cannot put a bounty on somebody's head to enter into an agreement with somebody. That's just no. Sorry, it's not a business. This is somebody's life here. You're talking about. It's not a business.
No, I'm sorry. He got no sympathy here. He got away with 10 years of paying fuck all while he was swanning it off.
And
I
understand all of that, and it is disgraceful.
26 grand.
You can't charge to see your child.
26k. That's literally, guys, that's 50 quid a week. That's all we're talking about. 50 quid a week is not much to pay for your child. God love that girl Reba having to raise a child on her own with no financial support for 10 years.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure, Fiona, you agree with that. It is disgraceful.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I also agree that there are fathers out there who are trying to put a roof over their head and look after their children as best they can as well on the other side. Well, you just cannot put a bounty on your child's head like that. It's not right.
That's not a bounty. That's expecting him to pay what he should have paid. Men have to pay their way, lads. That's all I'm saying. Do you not believe that men should have to pay for children that they bring into this
world? Of course men should have to pay their way. There's no there's no argument about that. But this is different. You can see your child if you pony up 26 grand. It's just, I mean, that is ridiculous, Fiona, isn't it?
Oh, it's crazy. Okay. It is crazy. No, I would expect a woman to come out with something like that, not a man, if I'm being honest.
Actually, you're dead right, yeah.
Sorry, I know Sarah's trying to get back in here. We'll come back to you in a second, Sarah. The only reason I'm saying that, Fiona, is because having kids, I know how expensive they are, and I
don't disagree with you. I see it as well myself.
So, like, I'm literally sticking up for women here, and I'm being shot down. I am literally.
No, it's not. It's the way in which you're literally using, as Fiona said, treating the child as a woman.
As a woman, I wouldn't want you to stick up for me that way, because that makes me look as if I'm making it about money, and for me it wouldn't be about money. I wouldn't want you to do that for me.
Sarah, what do you think of that?
No, that's a load of crap, and I'll tell you why. I've been in and out of maintenance corps for years with a man that works full time in a bank, and I'm telling you now, I'm getting 20 quid per week per child. I was getting 80 quid a month for about 15 years. So that figure is out of this world, Jeremy. I don't know where you're getting that figure from.
In this country,
the judges don't give a rat's ass about maintenance.
Well, that's disgusting.
They don't care.
Well, I got that figure from, I think that's the least amount of money that a sperm donor should have to give if he walks away from his child, because you know yourself, you bring two children to Eddie Rockets and it should cost you 80 quid.
Anyway,
it's 100%. It's not even about the shopping nowadays.
Okay, no. It's not even the amount of money, it's the principle.
But in this situation, forget about the money. The money doesn't make a difference. She's done it. She's raised this child on her own anyways, and fair play to her, because it is hard to have been there. Forget about the money. You can't hold bounty over someone's head. And plus, I'm not being funny. Did she say that he paid for her? Like, do we know that the child hasn't been paid for? Did she say that he didn't give maintenance?
Yes, he didn't give any maintenance. No, he just disappeared. He disappeared.
You can't use that. You have to do what I said. Honestly, do it the way I said it, and the child won't go against the mum. The best way to do it.
But I don't understand.
Otherwise, she's going to have the child as a raging teenager coming after the mum. And mark my words, it will happen. I've been there in my own situation where I've stopped from seeing my mother. And I hate my family for that.
Okay, so even though...
By the way, I'm not saying that the money should be used as a... Because I hate people using...
The word I would use for what you've just described is it's a ransom. It's literally a ransom.
Calm down there, Kenny.
No, it is. You can see your child pay the ransom.
So you send a photograph of the child.
Yeah, Jeremy, a few years ago, you'd have ripped women apart for saying something like that.
I know, I've completely changed. I've become a feminist. I'm literally... but hang on, I'm on your side, Sarah. I'm on women's side.
We get what you're trying to say, but you're wording it very differently.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
you heard what Fiona said, I don't want you representing me.
Oh,
that's what she said.
Oh, women, you can't win.
All I'm saying is
women...
We're not all hungry bitches.
We all don't care
about money.
That's not... It's not to do with being hungry. It's to do with you getting what you're owed, Sarah.
And that time will come with that lady if she chooses to go down that route. But for the time being... I would ask the child, do you want to go? No, I wouldn't actually say that, do you want to go? I'd just say, look, we're not going to go see your dad. If the child turns around and says, I don't want to take that and then leave it, but you're given the opportunity. But okay, I wouldn't
so, stay there for 1 second, Sarah. And Nolene, I'll be with you in just a moment after we have a listen to Martin.
Afternoon, lads. I kind of see both sides of the argument here with this one. I mean, yeah, he fucked off. He didn't man up. He didn't take charge of his responsibilities. He just decided to clear off because the going got tough. Maybe the child wasn't planned, or he didn't plan on having kids anytime soon. He clearly didn't. So that's why he cleared off. So you would say he doesn't deserve to see his daughter. But on the flip side of that, we all know the research that's been done where a child has no father figure in their life, how it can be detrimental in adult life. So that would be my argument, that to let him see her. But I can see both sides of it. Personally, say if it was my sister or whatever, or cousin or whatever, I'd be like, tell him fuck off. But that's always got that thing in the back of your mind that every child needs a father figure.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Nolene, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nolene?
Ashen, grandads, and yourself?
Good, thanks, Nolene. What did you want to say
on
this?
Please say you agree with me on the ransom thing. It's not
there's not many times I agree with you, but I agree with you today now.
Thank you.
I
honestly didn't think I was saying anything bad there. Now, Adrian's making out that I'm talking about sending pictures of the baby's arm or the child's arm. First of all, there's the arm, there's the other arm.
It's not far from it.
No,
you can see this child if you pay this money.
No.
It's the exact same thing, actually.
So I have a 2-year-old grandson, okay? His sperm donor, and that's the title I'm going to give him. His sperm donor has never been in my grandson's life. Walked out on him when he was 3-4 months old. Has not contributed one shilling towards my grandson's upkeep. The same as that man that disappeared for 10 years there. Did he care about whether his daughter had food, had clothes, a roof over her head?
No, I wouldn't think so, considering that Reba didn't hear from him in 10 years. I assume he didn't give a shit.
So when it comes to the time her my grandson's sperm donor comes along looking to see him, my advice to my daughter is you give your son the choice. You don't balrag him, don't say what your feelings are. Give my grandson the choice of whether he wants to see a sperm donor. And I will not call him his father, because a father is any man can lie down and make a child, but it's a real man that stands and takes care of a child.
I agree with you 100%. I can't stand fathers who don't have anything to do with their children. And I'm speaking as a father who was separated from my children's mother from they were quite young, and we were separated, but I was still in their life every single day of the week despite being a separated father. So
couples break up every second day,
that's my point, and that's why I feel I've always felt very strongly about this. But in terms of this father, you think even when it comes to your grandchild, If the sperm donor wanted to get back into your grandchild's life, you'd be telling your daughter to let the child decide, would you?
Yeah, when my grandson gets the age and my daughter, it comes up in conversation, then that's up to my grandson to talk to his mammy and for them to decide it. I in no way, shape, or form, if it was my personal opinion, I would literally say, stay the feck away from them. Stay away from them, because you don't need... My grandson, not every child needs a father figure. My grandson has my husband and has loads of uncles and granduncles and the whole lot, males, that will show him the right way to go. But there is no way that man could expect to walk back in after 10 years and be able to see his child when he did not worry about whether that child was dead or alive for 10 years. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And no, I agree with you. It is how a man can actually go through... maybe you're right. But how a man can go through 10 years knowing... It's not like he didn't know the child exists, because he didn't leave Ireland until the child was a couple of weeks old.
So he had held that baby.
I don't know I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know the answer to that.
My grandson's sperm donor was in the delivery room when my grandson was born and played happy daddy and announced it to the world.
And at what point did he drop out of the child's life?
he was about 4 months old, and he got on a plane and booked across to a different country and got engaged over there.
Isn't it great being able to jerk your responsibilities like that? And
oh, it is. It's brilliant. And he's not the one that sat at the bedside for 12 hours and my grandson at RSV or when my daughter's walking the floor with a sick child.
And again, as I said, Nolene, I can't get my head around a man like that knows his child, exists, even held his child, and then just fucks off.
What do you say, Nolene? Rev me 26 grand or even half.
You know what? Rev me. Said this to my daughter. She said she wants nothing from him. If he came back in the country again, there will be no bother. I'd be waiting at the airport while command and the balaclava and the bat behind me back. But that's my personal opinion. But I said to her about maintenance, and she said she wants nothing from him. I would rather take €20 a week off him and burn it in front of him because it's less for him to have.
So let's go back to this original message that started this conversation, Reba. And Reba she's in 20 minds about whether or not to let Daddy see him, even though he hasn't actually asked yet. It's only through his sister that she has heard this. What should Reba do?
Reba should have a meeting with the sperm donor for starters and get answers of why for the last 10 years he hasn't bothered to make sure his child was okay.
What if his answer is, I was an immature fool, I've matured now, I've grown up now, I'm ready to see my child.
Prove it then, because you're not getting near the child till you prove that you're able
father. How do you prove that? How does he prove that?
Well, how does she know he's not going to up and go again? Get in the child's life, fill the child up. There's me daddy telling all my friends, father.
And as you heard from one of the first messages that we played, that actually happened to that lady. Daddy was in her life and he disappeared again. Nolene, is how does this guy prove that he's here to stay and he won't walk away again?
Well, I suppose the only way of proving it, slowly by surely, meeting the child and building up a relationship slowly, small steps. But he has to prove to the mother as well, because this is the thing, and it's not only men disappearing, women have done this as well. You come into a child's life and you build up a rapport and a relationship with a child and you disappear. It's the other parent that's there, you know, picking up the pieces when the child is crying, where's mommy or where's daddy? Like, this is the thing. That man said about the last one of the messages was about it proving like children are effed up or whatever, having no male, no father in their life. What about when a child is let down, when daddy or mommy is coming to pick them up for visitations and they don't arrive?
Like I said, if I go back to that first one of those first messages we played, that's the worst fear, that you allow him into the child's life and then he just disappears. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Danielle. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Danielle?
I'm good. This is actually a touchy subject for me because I've been in the same situation, so I can kind of relate
to it. So explain the situation to me.
Okay, so my situation was I was pregnant for a guy who I was on an on and off relationship with. We had discussed before the possibility of if this ever was to happen, what we would do. We were in an agreement of how we would kind of work it out. Then it actually happened and he wanted me to have an abortion. Now, I didn't want to have an abortion because I felt if I did have an abortion, that completely ruins me for ever having kids again. That's just my opinion. It doesn't mean that's the way it is for everybody, mm-hmm. but for me, that's how it would shape my view. If I was to do that, I would not have kids at all. And I definitely wanted to have children. So I said, no, look, I'm having this child, bloody blah. He then kept touching base with me through the pregnancy, but told me he didn't want to have anything to do with the baby, but still never actually left me alone, constantly texting, getting in touch here and there, asking how everything was going. And so I wanted a clean break. I told him, I don't want contact from you. You're not involved, so stay out of it. Long story short, 7 years later, now never a penny was sent my way either. And I didn't look for it. But 7 years on, he came back on the scene and he said that he had, like, you know, situation happened in life, he realised what matters and he would love to have a relationship with his daughter. Now, I was taken aback, it came out of nowhere and I was disgusted. But you have to see the bigger picture. that's not my relationship. That's a father-daughter relationship. And it's up to my daughter ultimately to decide if she wants to have a relationship with her father, even when she was 7 years old. So I sat her down and I told her the situation and I said it's up to her. She said that she would like to meet him, but she wanted me to go. We'd done several meetings. I wanted to make sure that he was, you know, still of sound mind and safe enough to be around my child. I had to build that rapport myself with him and for her to be in his care. And we did that. And then we discussed it for a while. I never looked for backdated maintenance, but because we always wanted to have an opinion on her upbringing, I did look for maintenance from then going forward. Sorry, I'm choking here. So he paid €30 a week until she was 18, and she doesn't want to know him now. She decided after several attempts to have a relationship with him that he actually isn't for her. She doesn't want to know. But I just think as much as your own emotion comes into it, you do need to park that as a mother. Your feelings, they're relevant, but they can't control the situation. And you do need to look at, your child is entitled to have both parents. Whether he's nice or not, you need to let your child decide how they go forward with their relationship with both
okay,
parents.
Okay, so ultimately...
Let me just stop you there for a sec, Danielle. I hear what you're saying, and I'm sorry about mm-hmm. what you went through. But would that be... Is that the case in everything? So say, for instance, if baby daddy ended up being locked up for rape or something like that, would you still want someone like that in your child's life?
God, no. And that is why you have to build a rapport first. And that is why I made sure for like a good year, we had regular visitations, but I was present. I wasn't just letting my child skip off out with him. It was cinema meets and, you know, go for food and a walk in the park. And then it was, I met his mother and, you know, then it was like visitation took place there. After a year, he would collect her from mine, bring her over to his mother and there was communication going on. But if there was anything violent or like that, you're not going to send your child.
Okay, so the point that you're making is, and listening to the way you're describing it, even mm-hmm. though it probably made you feel physically ill at the time, mm-hmm. you decided to be the bigger person, basically. And yeah. And when we go back to Reba's message, what do you say to Reba? Because the reason she contacted us was looking for advice, basically.
I think don't let finance come into it. Don't let the money factor be a decision driver. You need to kind of separate that, because even if you were in Dolphin House, the judge will always tell you maintenance has nothing to do with access. They're separate things altogether. So from a visitation point of view, you have to look at it like, are you going to be comfortable telling your child when she's 15, 16 that, yeah, your dad did come along looking for you and I prevented you from having a relationship? If you can sit with that and be okay with that, knowing you, God knows what reaction you're going to get from your child, well, then whatever. But I know I couldn't look at my daughter in the face and say, yeah, I prevented that.
And Nolene, just to go back to you, here's a lady who's been in a very similar situation, but was the bigger person, basically, and said, yeah, okay, well, I don't feel good about this, but should we give it a shot?
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. Like, it should be up to the child's decision, whether they want. Of course, don't just hand your child over and go, there you go, there's your daddy. Small steps. But it's the point that, like, and I'm super, super proud of my daughter. She has been through the mill and back with my grandson medically. And she's the one that's, like all mammies and daddies, this is not just happening that men walk away, women walk away as well. But at the end of the day, as that woman said, you have to put your emotions aside. I have to push how I feel, because I'm very angry for the way my daughter and my grandson was treated. But I'm staying in the background. I'm just supporting her for my daughter and my grandson. But it is the child's decision at the end of the day, do you know, that kind of way. And that they need to make decisions. Like, no point in saying, oh, your daddy left and this and the other, because you've already painted a picture for this child then of what this person is like.
All right, do me a favour, both of you, and stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring in John on this.
How are you doing, guys? Great show, as usual. I'm going to go with Jeremy on this one, Adrian. Like, you start to be in a way for 10 years and then you swans back into their lives as if fucking nothing ever happened. And I can't even believe that the half of the girls I'm listening to on this show today. Oh, yeah, I'd let them see. You know, you wouldn't let anybody see anybody until they're 18 or 16 at least. You know, make up their own mind. But at 10 years of age is way too young, you know. If that was a girl that I was going out with and she fucked off on me and I single-handedly bring them kids up, you know, no, I wouldn't be taken too kindly to this. Maybe when they're 16, they can make up their own minds, you know, but until then, I'd be reserving that decision. That decision is mine and mine only. Don't be putting on the kids' fucking heads, you know. Kids are too young to be handling this shit. You know, that's it. You're a parent, stand up and you know, you're not doing it well so far. Why fuck it up now? Just tell them, listen, here, fuck off there. You know, because I would. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Queeveen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Adrian, how's it going? How's the king?
Not a bother, thanks, Queeveen. What did you want to say? You were a bit annoyed with what Jeremy was saying.
Absolutely. But you know what? The only way I can describe it is plonker. And I normally agree with Jeremy on most things. First and foremost, you should never, ever, ever mix finances with access. Ever. And I'm in a similar situation, and thank God it's healthy. Like, I'm separated with kids. I've always supported my kids. And that financial stick in the beginning was used to batter me. Do you know how many men take their lives or consider taking their lives or shit like that?
And sorry, Queeveen, explain to me without going into any specific details, but you had money held over you as a weapon, basically.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it was bragged about.
And was it a case that you couldn't afford what was being asked for or what?
No, I was already supporting them.
and wanted more?
Wanted more, yeah. Now, look, thank God we came to our senses after all the fighting, and we both shared 50-50. Everything. Absolutely everything.
Okay, and that's great to hear that you eventually got there, but
we did, yeah.
The point, Jeremy, is money should never be used as a punishment.
I'm not talking about Queeveen's a decent father. I'm not talking about Queeveen's situation. I'm talking about a father that paid absolutely nothing for 10 years, Queeveen.
But hold on, Jeremy, hold on. Right? First and foremost, let me just say that lad that fecked off on his kids, absolute scumbag. I agree with you. 110% agree with you. But to turn around and say to him now, well, give me 26 grand and you can see your child. That's fucking disgusting. That's disgusting. That is disgusting. I think I'll bang out of order for that. And in regards to, like, now God love the mother of the child having to deal with this, and I do sympathise, but it is not her decision or the father's, it's the child's. That's why we have the Voice of the Child Act 2016. We have professionals we can go to that can assess the child, assess the parents, and it's all done separately, and find out what is right for the child, and listen to the child's voice.
But do you not agree when it comes down to a Queeveen, and I'm going to tell you a story similar to what you went through with a friend of mine as well, I'll tell you that in a second, but do you not agree that apart from the emotional, that father in Australia who's back now owes 10 years of emotional support, but do you not believe he owes any money at all for what he missed out on? Like, he surely...
Absolutely not. And I'm gonna tell you why, right? I'm going to tell you why. My father walked out on me when I was a year old, and I was lucky to see him. And I'm not joking, and he's passed now, Lord rest him. I was lucky to see him for a day or two every 10 years. There was no financial support. There was no emotional support. There was no nothing. But at the end of the day, and thank God, I had a very, very strong mother who deserves umpies of awards for raising us, right? But right. I grew up to be a decent man. I grew up to be a decent father. My father was on his deathbed and asked me to come to him, and I went to him, and he sat there, and he held on to that guilt. And his exact words to me was, he never taught me anything. But what I told him was, you showed me the father I didn't want to be, which was the best gift that anybody could have given me.
And that is good. That is absolutely great. So let me go back to...
Sorry, I just want to say to Queeveen, I do not believe, and if you listen to this podcast a lot, I never said that children should be used to pawns. And in fact, I've told
you... Jeremy, stop for one second. You actually did.
I said,
pay 26 grand, you can see the child. That's what you said.
Yeah, but I said it's not a ransom thing. I said the man should have to pay some sort of...
You come up with a figure.
Yeah, because it was 26 grand.
100% he should be supporting his kids.
Yes.
100 million%. But to turn around and as Adrian said, it's a ransom. That's blackmail.
Literally,
blackmail. 100%.
And you should really apologise, Jeremy, for talking about children in that way.
Apologise to men who are fighting for their children and having that financial burden used as a weapon. That's what you need to apologise for.
I fight for single fathers all the time. My own mate, who I've spoken about regularly on this show, who's a separated father. There was one day, and I've told this story before, there was one day he was due to pick up his child on Christmas morning as per arrangement, and he was due to pick her up at 12 o'clock that day as per arrangement. He rang to say he was outside his ex's house, and Adrian knows this story, and she answered the phone, and she's an absolute, and I don't use this, well, I won't even use the word, but she's an absolute, she's an absolute see you next Tuesday, this one. She literally answered the phone to me. She says, you're not taking her now. She's staying with me today. And the only reason she said that, was because 2 weeks previous, she'd asked him to buy her a new phone because her phone broke and she needed a new phone. And he has a decent job. Yeah. He's always paid for his children. But that's completely different. She used it. And he rang me that day.
No, I remember this story.
Heartbroken and devastated. I bet he did, right? But what I want to say to you, Jeremy, right? What I want to say to you is, and I don't mean any disrespect in saying this, right? I'm sure you know people going through it, and you have your mate that's going through it, right? As somebody that has gone through it, I'm going to tell you here and now, you may see what's going on, you may hear what's going on, but until you're in that situation, you haven't a fucking clue. Not a clue.
And
I
have to say I agree. I'm actually genuinely shocked based on what you said.
False shock.
No, it's not false shock. It's literally you.
No, it's real shock. I listen to this podcast all the time. I don't jump onto it. And I have to say, man, that really, really hit me where the horse. That pissed me off.
But I'm not talking about
a child as a commodity.
No,
but you're talking about fathers that in general. You can say that you're not talking about me. Yeah, no, I agree. But that's what the court is for.
But they're not
blackmail them.
They're not.
Okay, I heard you say the child hasn't got a choice, that it's up to the parent, yeah?
Well, I think 10 is too. I think it's a big decision for a 10-year-old to make.
It's a massive decision for a 10-year-old to make, and that's why we have the Voice of the Child Act 2016. That's why that's in place. Because if the child is supported and has an understanding of what's actually going on.
But as well,
it's the child's right, not the mother or the father's right. Child's right.
I totally agree with you.
A lot of time, Queven, children can be poisoned by, and a lot of times.
100%. And I 100% agree with you. That's why they appoint a psychologist under what's called a Section 22B. And that psychologist is the one that interviews and meets with the parent and the child separately and together. And it's a long process. It's a long process, but it's done right in the best interest of the child's opinion and voice and rights are heard.
And Quavin, I'm delighted to hear, just to round off your call, that things have did eventually work out and you did come to a reasonable...
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? So am I. I couldn't be happier, Adrian, and I'm being honest. We get on really, really well. I have no qualms. But everything is 50-50 down the line.
That's great.
You know, if she's struggling with something that needs to be sorted, I sort it. If I'm struggling, she's sorted. But generally, we both sort it, and I can't take that away.
That's brilliant. I'm really happy to hear that. And I'm always happy to hear a happy ending to a story that was difficult for a while. Queven, thanks very much indeed. And Tina, you're on Opinions Matter.
Queven, I hope you continue to listen to it, even though you didn't agree with my opinion today.
Of course I will, Jeremy. Thanks.
Thanks
very much.
Cheers.
By the way, so that's what this podcast is all about.
Opinions.
And I want to say this to people who are demanding I apologise. I will never apologise for an opinion. That's all it is, and it's an opinion.
Yep.
And I won't apologise for having an opinion, okay? Or we may as well change the name of this podcast. And again, don't listen to a podcast
called Opinions Matter if you don't want to hear different opinions.
Quavian, he disagrees with my opinion, but he accepts that is my opinion.
Well, one final call, and that's you, Tina. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you, lads?
Good, thanks, Tina. What do you want to say?
I'm going to have to disagree with Quavian there that was just on there, because nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors when you're rearing a child. So, with the person that you're meeting as a friend, can come across as one of the nicest men, and you know, he just deserves to be father, but nobody was behind the force of the fist that nobody knew anything about. So, like, come across as the nicest person, and be like street angel, house devil. That's exactly what they are. So when a mother stops a child from seeing the father, there is a reason behind it, always.
No, I actually don't agree with you, Tina.
Oh, yeah,
I don't believe that always there is a reason. I believe on some occasions it is literally using children as a pawn.
Okay, so I've never done that. I've never, ever done that. Okay, so okay,
Sorry, Tina, you have to accept does happen.
You look at the situation with my friend on Christmas Day, and that all stems...
But do you know your friend to live with?
No,
do you know your friend to be in a relationship with? Do you know your friend to sleep with and be with them?
No, but
Tina, let me argue with you.
Let me answer this. I did see the messages on his phone at the time when his ex texted him and said that she was after breaking her phone and she knew that he was due for an upgrade on his phone, and she said, "Oh, well, I want to take your upgrade. I need the phone." And the exact message said at the time, now I can't remember the exact words, was, "If I don't get this new phone, you won't be able to ring her to speak to her." So that was.
Was the judge showed them messages?
No, they didn't go. He was terrified to go to court because, like a lot of single fathers, once they go to court, they know.
Oh, that is bullshit.
No, it's not
bullshit.
The family.
Bullshit.
Men,
I tell you,
men are second class citizens in the family law courts.
Oh, stop!
Yes, they are.
A father that wants to see his child will go through fire. Go through fire to see that child.
Tina, I understand
true
the point.
True or false?
Yes, of course, yes, yes.
Okay, but he won't stand in front of a judge because he feels like a second-class citizen. Bullshit.
No. Okay, let me go back to the point that you're trying to make, and that is that in some cases, men are street angels and house devils. You don't
not
know.
All men. I am not saying all men because
but
I have
but,
two
but
sons.
Sorry, just to go back to what you said a minute ago.
I have two sons.
Just listen to me for one second. You said in all cases, women have a reason for preventing.
No. Yes, they do. They do. When a woman stops a father from seeing a child, there is always a reason behind it.
One of the reasons is that she's a bitter, twisted bitch and she's out to get him.
Right, okay, well, I wouldn't be the better twist. I have two sons, two different fathers.
Is this not what I'm trying to say to you? You can't say in all cases.
Yes,
okay?
There is, like, right, okay, so I would never stop a father from seeing the child.
Good.
I have two sons, two different fathers. My older son sees his father 50-50, never went through a court. Ever.
Absolutely brilliant.
And that's the way it should be. And we've been doing that for 13 years now. Never, ever, ever been a problem.
Brilliant.
We actually have a great friendship for my child,
that's
for my older son.
Great to hear, yep.
So I have a 7-year-old that I was the brunt of his fist, okay? So I had, I gave him the choice. It's your lifestyle or it's your son. You don't get two. You do not get both. So you choose one. And he chose his lifestyle. Now, he knocks at my door in the morning and my son is 7. You fuck away from my door, boy. You got the opportunity. You fucked up. You don't walk away from your child and then all of a sudden 7 years later, I miss them. No, you don't. Do you know?
Going back to our original message from Reba, who wants to know whether or not she should let baby daddy see her again.
Your answer is no.
Tell her to fuck off.
No, I don't know that girl's situation, whether she's in a relationship, whether there was ever a man in that child's life in between. I don't know that situation.
I don't think so, at least she certainly hasn't said so, yeah.
Okay, well, I did have a partner that reared my son as his own, so my son calls him dad. I will tell my son when the time is right that he's not real dad. He came into my son's life when my son was 2, so he knew no different. He wanted to call him dad, I let him, I didn't tell him no. He was too young. Still now calls him dad. I will explain to him when he gets older, he's not your real dad. That's your father. Because, you know, dad is earned. The title is earned. You're not a dad, you're a father. You're only by fucking DNA. You created the life, but you didn't fucking help rear the life.
Okay, so you would be saying to Reba, no. Don't let
him.
He doesn't deserve to see the child.
You don't walk out, walk away and decide, oh, I'm bored now. I might go see that child and see what story there. No. Okay. What are you doing to that little child's head?
And you don't even give the child the opportunity to have a say?
I will give the opportunity when that child is old enough for that opportunity, but no court is going to tell me that my son is going to be looking at a fucking stranger and saying, oh, here's daddy. No.
the daddy that reared him like he was in his life. He did sports, he did homework, he did collections. Can I just
say one thing to you, Tina? I disagree with everything you've said in the last 10 minutes, yeah? But as per this...
Well, you don't, actually. Well, because at the start of this conversation, you said, no, the child, he should not be able to see the child. That's exactly what Tina just said.
I disagree with a lot of what she's saying about there's always a reason for women being bitches towards her. But the great thing about this podcast is that we can all sit here, disagree with each other's opinions.
I agree. And then move on.
The one thing I will say is I admire your passion about the topic that we're just after having.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very close to my heart. It's because I seen a father. A father walk away from a child, but I seen a stranger walk in and take on that child as it was blood.
Alright, yeah. Good to talk to you, Tina. Thanks very much indeed. I want to squeeze in one final message from Jason.
Good afternoon, Adrian. Good afternoon, defender of women, even those with other parts. Jeremy, on your logic then, right? I agree with that, the man should pay maintenance. But if a man has paid maintenance for 15 years and then finds out the child isn't his, which we all know happens, should the woman then be forced to pay back every penny that man has put into that child? I wonder will you answer that one, defender of women.
That's a very good question. Do you get a refund if you eventually find out, oh, the child wasn't yours? Now, I don't know how often that happens, Jason. But would you get a refund? Demand a refund? Yeah.
Can I just address an issue from Callum, who just messaged us? If Jeremy doesn't apologise before this podcast finishes, consider me finished as a listener. I will delete you guys from Spotify.
Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
Or never again.
If you enjoyed it, hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify. We'll catch you on the next one.